Hello and welcome to the Pirate Party Australia webcast, dedicated to the discussion of freedom of information and culture, government transparency and civil liberties in the internet age. I'm Sam Kearns and this is episode number 11 for Sunday, 3rd of March 2013. Welcome back to the webcast on what has turned out to be another very wet weekend for the eastern coast of Australia around Sydney. Not doing a live show tonight because my studio is a mess and all my gear is packed and rolled up in boxes. But there's still plenty to report, so let's get on with the show. This week, Australian Greens communications spokesperson Senator Scott Ludlam tabled Pirate Party Australia's National Security Inquiry petition, raising serious concerns about proposed changes to national security laws. The petition, comprising of 1,447 signatures, presented objections to the proposals under discussion by the Joint Standing Committee on Intelligence and Security Inquiry into the potential reforms of national security legislation. 98.9% of the 5,500 submissions received by the committee are opposed to the unnecessary and dangerously vague data retention proposal and other draconian ideas suggested by the Attorney General's department, said Senator Scott Ludlam. Pirate Party Secretary Brendan Malloy said, "The petitioners object to penalties for failing to provide computer passwords and near unrestricted interception of communications, as well as the appallingly short window of time provided by the committee to make a submission, of which the Pirate Party campaigned for an extension. The Pirate Party and the signatories to our petition believe that law enforcement agencies should not be able to apply indiscriminate and wholesale surveillance to the Australian public. Data retention is fraught with danger. It is not a matter of if the data leaks, but when, as documents gained through Freedom of Information requests have reinforced." Senator Ludlam said he was happy to table the petition, which demolishes the case for data retention and calls on the government to reject any plan that will undermine due process, privacy and the presumption of innocence. Warrants exist for a reason. Judicial oversight of law enforcement exists for a reason. We cannot abandon the hard-won rights fundamental to a liberal democracy, Senator Ludlam concluded. Big thanks must go to Senator Ludlam and the Greens for tabling the petition on our behalf. Senator Ludlam continues to be the elected senator whose views most closely align with our own. In other Australian political news, it is now very likely that the Electoral and Referendum Amendment Improving Electoral Procedure Bill 2012 will be passed into law. Among other things, this bill doubles the cost for nominating a candidate in an Australian federal election, raising the cost to run for the Senate from $1,000 to $2,000 and the cost to run for the House of Representatives from $500 to $1,000. The reason given for doing this is to, quote, deter vexatious candidates, close quotes. Of course, this puts Pirate Party Australia under the hammer financially, as it was our intention to pay the nomination fees out of our party funds. However, if we were to have two candidates stand for the Senate in every state, as we hoped, then we will now have a lot more fundraising to do. The big international news this week is that the Swedish Pirate Party has had to cease providing internet connectivity for the Pirate Bay. Many have hoped that having the Swedish Pirate Party act as the conduit for the Pirate Bay would provide protection for the site as a form of political speech. However, legal pressure brought to bear by the Swedish anti-piracy group Rights Alliance has forced the Swedish Pirate Party to end the service because they cannot afford to defend a legal challenge. The Pirate Bay has already transitioned to hosting by the Norwegian and Spanish pirate parties. Both of those countries already have runs on the board for resisting the censorship of sites like the Pirate Bay. It's also not the end of the story for the Swedish Pirate Party, who is currently considering legal action against Rights Alliance for unlawful coercion. Also this week, the International Federation of the Phonographic Industry released its annual report on the global music industry. The report starts out somewhat upbeat with the news that the recorded music industry is up 0.3% as a whole, which doesn't sound like much, but it's the first time it has increased since 1999. The increases are due to download sales, subscription services, music video streaming, performance rights, and sync licensing. And the report trumpets that, quote, "These are hard-won successes for an industry that has innovated, battled, and transformed itself over a decade. They show the music industry has adapted to the internet world, learned how to meet the needs of consumers, and monetize the digital marketplace," end quote. However, the report then goes on to demonstrate that the industry, in fact, hasn't learned anything over the past decade by claiming that, quote, "our markets remain rigged by illegal free music," end quote. And then goes on to state that more cooperation is needed from advertisers, search engines, and other intermediaries who direct consumers to illegal content and generally benefit from piracy. The report also goes on to say that, quote, "A crucial debate is looming in many centres of government around the issue of copyright reform. Copyright rules have provided the foundation for our industry to reinvent itself in the digital world. Any suggestion of change should be based on rigorous evidence that there is in fact a problem. A weakening of copyright rules would set back the music industry at the very moment when it is on the path to recovery. The real priority, in our view, should be to make sure existing copyright rules are properly enforced," end quote. This is a total fail to come to grips with the realities of the internet world. The fundamental rights of citizens to communicate in private and control their own property are on a head-on collision course with the traditional music industry's primary business method of controlling the distribution of information. They still have not grasped the fact that one or the other of these things must die. While it might be tempting to claim that the recording industry really would happily destroy the fundamental rights of citizens to improve their bottom line, I can't bring myself to believe that. I really do believe that they just don't get it. They truly just don't understand the scope of what they are up against. And that brings us to the end of another show. Very happy to hear feedback at Sam Kearns on Twitter or sam.kearns@pirateparty.org.au. The Pirate Party Australia webcast, including all music, is written, recorded and produced by Sam Kearns for Pirate Party Australia and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 Unported license. Thanks for listening.